Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women in the Word of God and walk with you in community. Well, ladies, welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. We're excited to have a conversation about the goodness of God this week. Our team has been recording episodes around the table on our Equip Her podcast, so please join us on Patreon for these longer exclusive episodes if this would be a blessing to you. Our partnership community was created to intentionally disciple you for the purpose of fruitful discipleship in the local church and intentionally equip you for ministry. So our goal is just to be more intentional with you, to have deeper conversations, so we invite you over there. This week, we have a fun question. We're going to chat about the last item we picked up in our home, but we want you to be thinking about the last item you picked up and maybe why you picked it up. So, Heather, what about you?
For me, right before we began recording, a package of supplements had been delivered. And it was just a little reminder from God that, you know, to trust that God will heal me either on this side of eternity or the other side. How about for you, Emily?
Yes, I was just thinking, you sent me some supplements on Amazon a while back and they were very helpful. So yeah, I'll just continue to pray for you that you will experience healing, hopefully on this side of eternity. For me, it would be my tennis shoes. So I went for a walk this morning in the sunshine and it was beautiful with the sun just shining down on my face. And I was just like looking up at it. It was just very beautiful. Just God was speaking to me. So it was just a really cool moment.
I love, you know, morning sunshine on my face. Very enjoyable.
Yes. In one of our other episodes, you were talking about just loving the sun beaming down on you.
Yes. It's rejuvenating and energizing, and you know, sometimes that's the first thing, like, I like to get out of bed, just get outside, get that sun on me. Sometimes I have the energy to water the garden while I'm doing that. Sometimes I do not. Sometimes I just need to sit there and soak it all in.
Okay, so I was thinking, do you drink coffee in the mornings? Are you coffee?
Lately I have been, but typically I do not drink coffee because it's not great for my thyroid. But lately I have needed that extra boost of energy to get going for the day.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll enjoy like a frozen coffee. My husband will make my coffee. He makes it better than I do. So sometimes he'll blend it, or it'll just be on ice, or it'll be warm.
Yeah, that sounds really good, especially for summer. I loved iced coffee in the summer. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking you could just take your coffee with you outside to water your plants.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to drink my coffee before I water the garden.
Yeah, as I say, then you can go water your garden, but yeah.
Yeah, there was just a couple of weeks ago, like I just woke up and I just like sat there out in the sun. And then, you know, my husband brought my coffee to me. And I'm just like drinking my coffee. And I still don't have energy. And then he made me a smoothie for breakfast. And so I just, you know, drank my breakfast smoothie and I was like sitting there. I'm still like, yeah, I still don't have enough energy to to move. But there's just some days I'm just a little more tired than others.
Yeah, there was one day where I was really tired and my husband he had already been up and he came over and he said, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm okay." And then a few minutes later, he came back and he had brought me coffee. So I was like, "Thank you. I really needed that."
Yep. Needed that boost of energy.
Well, ladies, pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a special time together. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Emily, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Heather.
Hi, ladies.
We are thankful for Heather, and we are also grateful for you and your support of this ministry and podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we can reach more women with the hope of the gospel. In today's episode, I want to check with Heather. Heather, what translation are you reading from?
ESV.
Okay, so she's reading from the ESV, and I'll be reading from the NASB. And these episodes were created to be shorter, just to kind of give you a good preview of what we're doing in our Patreon community, our membership community. So we do longer podcast episodes over there. We try to be really intentional and want to grow with you. And so we are heavy on scripture. So these are more just to kind of give you a taste of what we're doing and see if it's a good fit. So this is the passage that God brought to mind when I was thinking about the goodness of God and just thinking through, okay, what do I want to talk about? What is God leading me to share? So this is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. In this moment, God radiated the very nature of who He is. It's a reflection of His character originating from Him and bearing witness to Him. So what would it look like for us to trust the goodness of God in our own lives? And our prayer throughout this episode is that you experience the goodness of God and trust His character. So we hope this attribute deeply resonates in your heart and soul. And the other two attributes that I want to talk about as well today. So we're going to walk through a few scripture passages, but before we do, we're going to chat about mercy and grace. So I have come up with my own working definition. So for mercy, this would be the unmerited kindness of God displayed throughout creation. And for grace, this would be the merciful gift of God given to humanity through His Son, Jesus. So some personal examples, and Heather, maybe while I'm talking, you might be able to think of a couple examples as well in your own life. But for me, the sun was shining on my face this morning. It was just so beautiful. The ability to move my body and God speaking to me through His Spirit on my walk. It was just this beautiful encounter and just gratitude for me being able to come into the presence of God, because without Jesus, that wouldn't be possible to have this like direct access with God.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. Just the fact that like He gives us, you know, grace and uses the Holy Spirit to speak to us, whether it, you know, be direction, a piece of wisdom, guidance, or just conviction to help us to grow and be more like Him. Just being able to enjoy nature and look at all of the creation around us and knowing God's hand was in it, and that he also looked at us and created each of us, and that his spirit lives in us. And I'm just thankful and grateful for that.
Yes, amen. Absolutely. Well, I have a few verses I'm going to read, and then Heather has a few to share as well. So I'm going to be in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. So verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. And this is beautiful because God is light and there is no darkness in him, as this would be contrary to his very character. So I'm going to go over to 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And so God in his mercy has given us the gift of eternal life through his son, Jesus. And that's an incredible act of his grace towards us. So next, I'll be in John chapter 10, verses 10 through 11, the Gospel of John. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So Jesus in his grace laid down his life for us that we could receive abundant life in him. And lastly, I'll go over to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Cards fell out of my Bible. Everything that my husband or my children give me, I keep in there, and it kind of like weighs down the front of it, but it's okay.
Oh yeah. Like my little notes, I like have my like little notes and a note card just like stuck in there. Because there wasn't enough room on the side, so I had to add extra.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. Verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And Heather, do you have some verses for us to share?
I do. So I'm going to start with Psalm 100. Verse 5, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. This is really just showing like his goodness for us, and how amazing is it that it passes down to all generations. And then the other one I have is in Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. Yeah, I mean, this shows that, you know, God is a source of our strength and refuge to those who trust in him. And the enemy doesn't really want to mess with him. He shouldn't. Anyway. I'm just thankful for God's goodness. And
yes, absolutely. And well, let's actually share like how we are growing in the goodness of God, maybe specific ways. And then you ladies can think of areas in your own life where maybe you're growing in the goodness of God as well. Heather, what about you? Do you want to share? And then I can share as well.
Yeah, I mean, really, for me, it's, you know, just listening to his voice and surrendering to his will for my life. you know, where he, in an area that he can convict me, just leaning on him and trusting him that he knows what's best for my life. That I take my thoughts captive and continue to surrender to his will for my life so that he can use me for his purpose. Becoming more like Christ every day. I feel like it's a constant, you know, as Christians, you know, we believe that, you know, there's continual growth and refinement of ourselves, you know, to become more like Christ. And I'm just thankful that the Holy Spirit resides in me to convict me, to help me to grow, to be the best me that God has. How about for you, Emily?
Yes, thank you for sharing. Well, for me, it would be trusting God with the health issues I've been experiencing lately. And it's just been the past couple of months of walking through them. And so your prayers, ladies, would be appreciated. But also, I know, Heather, you've been praying with me through this season. So I really appreciate that as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Anytime.
And yeah, we just can't wait to hear how you're growing in the goodness of God. And I'd like to do something. Heather, would you mind praying for us as we just end the conversation?
Yeah, for sure. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time with these ladies. Lord, I pray that this message reaches the ladies that need to hear it and help them to grow closer to you. And Father, I just pray that you provide us all with a faith that surpasses all understanding, that your peace just washes over us, and that we can understand your attributes, your goodness, your mercy, your grace, and that let that overflow from our lives to others around us. I just thank you for this opportunity to get together and to share your word and share your gospel. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us, ladies. We hope to see you in our Facebook community this summer and in the fall. You can join us for lives that we have on Thursday as we walk through scripture. We are currently finishing the book of Isaiah, and we would love it if you wanted to join us. Thanks for being here and listening on this podcast. We're also going to be taking a short break in August from recording, and then we'll be back in September. So thank you so much, and we look forward to connecting with you then. Bye.
Bye, ladies.